5-5. I mentioned the new poll that is out, came out this morning, commissioned by the Dustin Inman Society, and the head of the new Dustin Inman Society is with us this morning, D.A. King. How are you, sir?
I'm just fine, Scott. Thank you very much for having me on your radio broadcast.
Absolutely, absolutely. Talk to us a little bit about this poll, landmark poll that was put out, surveying 500 Republican primary voters.
I will. Let me kind of set this up with asking your radio audience to try to imagine the howling headlines in national and Georgia newspapers if the Republicans running the state of Georgia were to ignore or violate any of the federal laws that provide benefits to people in the country illegally.
Sure, yes, they'd be screaming.
That being said, most people don't understand that the government of Georgia, led by Governor Brian Kemp, is I'm going to be polite if I can, ignoring a host of laws put in place on the state level over the last 19 years that will make Georgia as unattractive to illegal immigration as possible. So that kind of sets the stage. What we've done is we have spent a lot of money, donor money, and a lot of work and effort trying to create a picture for the elected officials here in Georgia, not all of them. Some of them are very good on the issue, trying to get people to recognize that most Republican voters in Georgia want the Georgia laws in place, enforced, so as to make us less attractive to the border rush that the Biden administration is conducting.
Yeah, and it's just that simple. I mean, when we look at these numbers, it's not close. I mean, it is an overwhelming number of Republican voters, primary voters who we're talking about, make up the majority of the House and Senate in the state. They oppose a lot of these measures, and again, huge numbers.
It is a huge majority, and it's not. I'm grateful for your going over the poll earlier. I listened, and I'm like you. This is unsurprising, but we had to do this to try and perhaps jerk the attention of our legislature to illegal immigration in Georgia before we run into crossover day and then the end of the legislative session. So that said, please know that the House and the Senate leadership has moved a resolution through both chambers condemning the president, rightfully, condemning the border crisis, rightfully, and making it clear that they don't approve of what's going on illegal immigration on a national level, and thanking the governor for sending 20 more National Guard troops to the border. That's great and fine. At the same time, people should realize that the House and the Senate are both considering, and the Senate has passed several laws that actually dismantle in-place laws here in Georgia aimed at illegal immigration, and those are the ones that they're not ignoring. I'll give you an example. We have, and this is dry and boring stuff, I know, but we have laws that I've worked very hard on a long time ago in Georgia that say if you move to Georgia and you want to apply for an occupational license, that you have to go through a process to show the state in a sworn affidavit under penalty of false swearing that you are essentially not an illegal alien. Mm. Well, the licensing process doesn't take a long time, but it takes longer than no licensing process, which is what several bills, especially in the Senate, are aimed at, and that is eliminating the licensing process, which eliminates that verification of lawful presence that I just told you about. Mm-hmm. And it's almost impossible to get these guys to pay attention because they're being told what to do by the special interest in the business community.
Do you have a tough time making them see the hypocrisy of being upset about the border, sending troops to the border, but yet allowing the results of a loose border to prosper freely in this state?
I have a very difficult time. There was a generation of legislators years ago that would come to me for advice and guidance because I'm more educated on the issue than they are. Mm-hmm. Most, not all, most of the people running the Gold Dome right now from the top down do not want to talk about this at all. And the answer to your question, do I have a hard time? Yes, and I can tell you why. And that is because I am pretty much the only voice urging people running our government in Georgia to pay attention to illegal immigration in Georgia. So I'm grateful for your time on the radio, because I want to urge your conservative Republican listeners who are in the car at their home office or whatever, if you don't get busy and help us make this point, you will not have the state that you really want in a couple more years, whether or not the Dems take over sooner or later.
Now, who is it that really, I mean, you talk about the special interests. Who are the special interests? I mean, I think we need to name some names here.
Sure. I'm happy to say the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. There's a group called BIG, Business and Immigration in Georgia, run by a coalition of the Georgia Chamber and a very far-left refugee industry worker. You have, I don't know if people know, but big ag, agriculture is the biggest industry in Georgia, and believe it or not, there's a lot of people working in agriculture who would like to use black market labor in a higher degree than they already are, and they do not take kindly to laws that make Georgia unattractive to illegal immigration. I'm speaking a little quicker than normal because I want to make another point.
Okay.
I have been fighting in-state tuition for illegal aliens in that Gold Dome for the last, I think there's five bills, I can't even remember, five or six sessions. And invariably, some years it's more than one bill, some years it's just one bill, but there's always a Republican sponsor behind a bill to give in-state tuition to people in the country illegally. Currently, the effort is limited to DACA recipients who are illegal aliens. They are inadmissible and removable from these United States. All right. So I'm down there like a moron fighting and happily winning the in-state tuition battle. It's hard, and you can call some names. But at the same time, Georgia has in place something called dual enrollment. A dual enrollment program allows high school students to attend college classes without paying any tuition, no fees, no books. Georgia taxpayers paying every bit of that. And the student gets, I think it's a terrific program for the most part, the student gets college credit for his college classes taken while he's in high school and gets the high school credit for it. Well, guess what? There is no exclusion in place to make sure that illegal alien high school students are not getting a completely free ride on this dual enrollment program by getting a college education while they're in high school.
Wow.
I'm worried about in-state tuition after they graduate. The state is giving them free college education while they're in high school.
Joke's on you on that case.
Well, but, I hope not. So I'm here to ask for some help. I'm asking your listeners to pay attention, to make sure that when you go, if you're a Republican and active, if you go to those meetings for the first Tuesday lunch at the Women's Club or the Saturday breakfast, if you see a state elected official, especially a Republican, who is allowed to get out of the meeting without being asked directly, what are you doing about illegal immigration in Georgia? If people will start doing that, I will personally come to their house and wash their car.
All right, that's a fair deal. That is a fair deal, and I'm sure you do a fine job. So, yeah, people, ask your legislators, what are they doing? I mean, we had Jesse Petrie on last week, and you know Jesse Petrie is right up there doing what he can do.
That's true, and to that, sorry to interrupt, but
no, go ahead.
Tomorrow we have a hearing in the House Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee on Representative Jesse Petrie, a dear friend of mine. We've worked together on his bill, House Bill 1105, the Georgia Criminal Alien Track and Report Act. And that name might sound familiar if anybody can remember way back to 2018 gubernatorial primary, probably a point for a different show. But Jesse's bill has its first vote tomorrow in committee. It's in the the House Public Safety Committee. If you can call your representative folks in Radio Land, please make sure that people in the government understand that we are paying attention and you want this bill passed. All it does is put penalties, criminal penalties, into existing law on laws against sanctuary policies here in Georgia. We have two of them. One of them is 19 years old. I worked on this in 2006. There's never been anybody fined or sanctioned for this in law enforcement who are a little less than half of the jailers. Jailer means sheriff. In this state, are ignoring the laws in place on laws against sanctuary policies in their jails.
Wait, did you say half? I didn't realize it was that widespread.
There's 159 using that. There might be a few more jails, like Smyrna has a jail and it's not a county, but yeah. Using 159 counties, we're using a number in committee that Jesse used the other day of 90 who say they're in compliance. 90 of 159. These are county sheriffs, an independent constitutional office here in Georgia. People are not outraged enough because they don't know about it. Yeah. But now that I've told them, if you're not outraged now, folks, you know, just continue to talk about the border, because all that most of the elected officials under the Gold Dome want to talk about is the border. That way you're not thinking about what they're not doing here in Georgia.
Wow. No, that's a great point. Great point, D.A. Well, we've got to wrap this up, but any final remarks?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And people can go to our website, see the poll, and please sign up for alerts so we can direct you on what phone calls to make to the legislature.
All right, that's newdustininmansociety.org. It is the latest blog post on that website. Check it out for yourself. It won't shock you, but it will bring some reality to you. D.A., we appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
D.A. King, again, newdustininmansociety.org. We'll be back with more Straight Talk after this.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an old-fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Artesian Home Cocktail Maker. Artesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now, get free shipping with your new Bartesian when you